How to Summon Diana to Your Aid. Picture her crown, the crescent moon, two horns tipped up. Envision her taut bow, the muscles of one arm strung to brace it, the muscles of her other arm flexed to knock the arrow and draw it back. Strapped to her robust back, the stash of arrows. Strapped there, too, her spears. Conjure her powerful legs, braced to launch them, or to pursue. Speak aloud of her purity, her feral rule, her justice swift, retributive. As you move through her forest temple, pick up fallen branches and test their weight, their potential as weapons in your grasp. Birch and alder are prone to rot and may crumble if you strike with them. Big leaf maple is stronger, but its sap will scald your hands. Cedar is sturdy and resilient, but rarer, may embed splinters. The best branch is a fir, more abundant and sacred to her. Strip its needles and rub pitch into your palms for grip. Wield it as a spear, a staff, or a club. Hoist it above your head to strengthen the muscle and sinew in your middle. As you slice the branch side to side, forward and back, summon her power into your body. In her temple of the forest, pour out the water in your canteen at the feet of any three trees and make an offering of your fear. Receive as yours the gift of her buzzard hawk eyes, their wide seeing and their pierce.